time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tanisha Anderson and Shaylee Colkard-London. They are with Carbon Cat Rescue. It's a nonprofit here that's been going on for a little over a year, probably maybe closer to 2 years, and they saw a need and they decided to help out the community in any way that they could. So Carbon Cat Rescue, ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So let's talk about, first and foremost, what made you want to start Carbon Cat Rescue? What did you see in the community that you thought, you know what, this is something that I can take care of?
So I seen a lot of stray cats, a lot of kittens, a lot of cats that were sick. And I thought that if I started a cat rescue down here, I could help spay and neuter all the feral cats and stop the kitten cycle. And so that was really my main target at first. And then we grew and we've been able to help a lot more with the shelter and being able to pull cats and find them homes.
Now, Shaylee, were you there from the beginning or have you kind of come in?
I was not here from the beginning. I started about 6 months into when she started it. And then I've just slowly progressed into being the co-founder of the rescue.
All right. So you've both been kind of at it and you're taking care of it's pretty much stray cats that you guys have or find in the area.
Primarily, yeah. We also pull a lot from shelters up north who are either going to be put down or just need help finding placement.
Okay. So what types of services do you guys provide?
So all of our cats and kittens come fixed, vaccinated, microchipped, and dewormed, and then we get them homes. And so we can help with TNR during the summer when it's warm enough to do TNR, which is trap, neuter, return. So we take the cats and get them fixed and then return them to where they're at so they can still live their lives, but just not reproduce.
And that's probably the main thing that you guys do.
Yes, this last season we did about 200 TNRs.
And you were saying that you don't do that in the wintertime. You'll kick that and start that up again this spring.
Yeah, yes. It will probably start about March, April when it starts getting warmer.
Okay. Another question, and you guys say you get it quite a bit. You're not affiliated with like the Humane Society, the Animal Shelter, anything like that. You guys are on your own, right? You
Correct.
Don't get any funding from them at all.
Nope. We're entirely donation based. We're a 501c3. Nonprofit now. We got that in October, November. And so we're entirely nonprofit. We rely on our community donations. And then what doesn't come out of the community, we pay out of pocket.
Okay. So now that you guys are, that was my next question, is where does the majority of your funding come from? Are you guys, and being a nonprofit now, you guys are available to get grants and things too as well, right?
Correct. We're just not. Most of them open for in the summer to apply for them, so we just have to wait. It's a waiting game.
So it's just a matter of waiting, and then you'll be able to get grants and things like that. So if there are people out in the community that want to help, what are things that you guys need as far as donations?
We actually have an Amazon wish list on our Facebook page that you can look at, but we always need used items as well, gently used items. We can use towels, blankets, bowls, litter boxes, anything that you would use for a cat, we could use.
So if anybody's got like extra blankets and towels and things like that just laying around, these guys can take care of them for you. Now, what about volunteers?
We're entirely foster-based, and so we rely on fosters heavily. We don't have any other volunteer opportunities at this moment since TNR is not going on and we're not doing our adoption events at Tractor Supply. But when it gets warmer, we can definitely use more help with TNR and at our adoption events to set up and take down.
Okay. Now, I see on your guys' Facebook page that you're looking for a building.
Correct.
Tanisha, what kind of things are you looking for in a building? And if there's somebody out there, you know, what are you wanting in a building?
We want it so that we can have our adoption events there and not rely on going to Tractor Supply all the time and not having people at our homes. We want to be able to have cats there, a few that are temperamental, and our office space. And we need to stay below 500 if possible because we are a nonprofit.
Okay. So if anybody has office space out there that they could use or that they're looking to, you know, maybe rent or anything like that, get a hold of these guys. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Through Facebook Messenger is preferred, but we do also have a number listed on our Facebook if that's easier for you.
Okay, and it's under Carbon Cat Rescue, correct?
Correct.
All right. Hey, Tanisha Anderson and Shaylee Colkard-London, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today, and thanks for what you're doing with Carbon Cat Rescue in the area.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Anytime. Now, For more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.